Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, following 43 years of service within An Garda Síochána, Dr. David McInerney, who was a co-founder of the Garda National Diversity Bureau, retired just 3 weeks ago. During his long career, he helped spearhead the building of relationships between Gardaí and minority groups, including immigrants, travellers and local communities. I'm going to take a look back over his four decades within the force and his views on proposed new hate speech laws, as well as the recent anti-migrant protest. Dr. McInerney joins me in studio. Now, David, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much, Claire.
So you're at the end of a long career with An Garda Síochána, out the other side.
That's correct, Claire. That's correct. I was very lucky, actually, to get through unscathed.
Yeah, you were the force's longest-serving member, is that right, when you came to the end of your time?
Correct, Claire.
Now, the Garda National Diversity Bureau I mentioned there, you were involved in setting that up and in leading it. That was back in the early 2000s, 2001.
That's correct. 2001, I got a call from the Commissioner's Office, and I was asked, I'd come back from the United Nations, from a mission with the United Nations. I was a sergeant on Irish Down Station at the time. And I was asked about, you know, would I be interested in taking up a position as the member in charge of the Garda Racial Intercultural Office, it was called at the time. So I took on this challenge. I was told just that I could put my own face on this, that it was up to me to go out and try and find out about the new people that were coming to Ireland. Claire, at the time, the last census at that time in 1996 showed that 0.5% of the population had been born outside Ireland. In 2001, when I took up my role, The census of 2000 indicated that 3% of the population were now those who were born outside Ireland. There was a bit of a panic on. There was huge changes that we saw on the street. There was more black people coming to Ireland. We saw members of the Roma community arriving here. There were thousands from Poland, Romania, Latvia coming here to work. So it was had a huge impact on frontline policing.
So what was your job then? Was your job to sort of work on their integration in terms of the Irish population, how they received those people coming into Ireland, or were you trying to assimilate those people into Irish culture and Irish communities?
It was a bit of both, Claire. My job is to try and learn from the people who are coming here about what do we need to know about their culture, their religious practice, their differences? If it comes to an investigation of any sorts, how do we liaise with those people? How do we get the best from them? What do we need to know as a professional police force to engage positively with them? Mm-hmm. Now, that also entailed going into local communities as well to explain to them about the new people who are coming to live in their midst. And this was a crucial role of our office. Next role was to train members of An Garda Síochána to work with those coming from the minority communities. Now, I was at that time, Claire, all the focus was on minority communities. And I asked that, could I look at building relations with the traveller community as well? Because the relations were quite strained at the time. I said, we have to get this right first before we actually work with the new people coming to Ireland.
So how did you do that?
Basically, it was a matter of linking in with the representatives of those communities. The traveller community, for example, making contact with the relevant agencies, PAVI, Pint, Irish Traveller Movement, and asking, what can we do to build our relations, to make things right, to make things better? Going to the representatives of the different ethnic groups here, different ethnic minority groups and religious groups, the Muslim community, for example. I mean, the first place I went to was the mosques here in Dublin, because the Muslim community represents people from all over the world, from Nigeria, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, all of North Africa, Morocco, Algeria. It's an incredible diversity,
I can imagine that when you went to some of those communities that they were very suspicious. Like, what are the guards doing turning up on our doorstep? Is that the response you got in some cases?
Absolutely. Talking to a member of the Muslim community, I rang an imam here in the mosque and he said to me, what's this about? I mean, sometimes you're watching our people coming to and from the mosque. I mean, what's happening here? You're calling me, what's this new office about? And I says, I've been appointed as member in charge of a new office here, the Garda Racial and Intercultural Office. We're going to try and build positive relations with your people here in this country. We need to know more about you. We want to work positively with you. Mm-hmm. We want to consult with you. We want to hear what you want, what sort of police service that you need.
Yeah, I know you had some open days, didn't you, where you invited members of these communities, minority communities, into the Garda stations, and they were very suspicious about that. They thought you were trying to trick them, didn't they?
Naturally, Claire, because I remember at the time we sent out the invites to different representatives all around Dublin, asked them to come, say, to the Bridewell station, for example, Clondalkin, and Lucan was a station that also had these open days. And many called me and said, you know, we're being asked to meet our local superintendent and the ethnic liaison officers in the local Garda station. If we go into the station, will we be allowed out again, or will we be deported from the country? And that's a factor, because they were so suspicious of the police from their own country, the police and the military from their own country. It took a while to build that trust, to build the relationships.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You talk about finding community leaders in those groups.
Yes.
But a lot of them won't be very well organised, in that if they're new arrivals to this country, I would imagine it's difficult to make those connections, is it?
Claire, it is. But you go out and you meet the people. You go out into the community. I mean, it wasn't just me. It was the Gardaí on the ground. Mm-hmm. I asked at the time, could we appoint Garda ethnic liaison officers? And the commissioner at the time says, absolutely no problem. So we had a male and female officer in every district in Ireland who were trained by my office to work with the minority communities in their area. So that meant if, say, for example, we have police here, the local guards in Donnybrook in Irishtown, where we have a big Muslim population, members of the mosque in Clonskee joined the Garda training team to train the guards on basically intercultural communication skills with the Muslim community. What do you need to know about Muslims? The different type of Muslims that are here, the Sunni, the Shia, the Ahmadiyya, the Sufi. It's an incredible diverse background. So serious learning here, Claire.
But what did the other guards, what did your colleagues think of what you were trying to do?
I suppose, Claire, I had been in the drug squad for 13 years prior to that, and members looked at me and said, my God, this is a big change from, you know, that you're detectives for so many years, and now you're going into this sort of more soft type policing, mm-hmm. you know, this sort of building relations, community relations. It's the most important area in policing, Claire, but it's seen as something soft, pink and fluffy.
Well, I read with interest your interview with Conor Gallagher in the Irish Times, and in that piece it was said that you were seen as the Huggy Bear of policing.
It was a name for a while, Claire. We were seen as the Huggy Bear unit, as such. The members who worked in the office and myself, it was seen as a new sort of diversion from the norm in policing. However, Claire, it's the most important. It's getting out there, meeting the people, finding out about them, what's happening out there, what's the feeling like in society about minorities coming here. What we have to be out there, Claire, talking to people. And the only way you can do that is being out on the street, walking about, meeting people, consulting with them.
And do you think you managed to convince your colleagues in the Gardaí about the importance of that work?
Very much so, Claire. At the start, it was a challenge. I remember my first training, when I asked about the ethnic liaison officers, there was 145 appointed throughout the country. And the first training course was involved 20 Garda members from around the country. And those members were appointed. It was totally new to them. They didn't know what this was about. Mm-hmm. This ethnic, they were now being called an ethnic liaison officer. It was a part-time role. So they're taking on a big task here. And there was a lot of apprehension. And a lot of people thought, well, here's this Sergeant McInerney coming in to tell us to go out and love people of different colour, to love travellers, to love black people, that type of thing there. And it took a while to break down that barrier. But Claire, at the end of the training, these members were absolutely excellent at their role. They took deep interest in it. They liaised constant contact with me as I did with them.
Yeah, and you know what we've seen in recent weeks and months with these protests at asylum centres?
Yes.
It has all changed radically. I mean, it can no longer be seen now as the soft policing unit, because the importance of those relationships has never been in starker relief, really.
Yes, Claire, that's however, Claire, bear in mind that back in 2001, the population here went from, I said, at that stage, 3%, and it's now up to nearly 17% of people who have been born outside the state without any major issues here, Claire. This is because the police were engaged with the community and reassured them that we were there for them. It's only now, Claire, as you say, that there are issues coming to the fore, big time, because of lack of communication. This is the issue here, Claire, and it's causing a lot of bitterness out there.
Lack of communication with the
With the public and with the migrant community, Claire. This was one of our fundamental roles in this office, was to go out and tell people about what was happening. If people were coming to live, say, in Tullamore, for example, moving into the community, the liaison officer in Tullamore, with myself, if need be, would go to the community in advance and tell them, this is what's happening here. We have people from Syria coming here, from Afghanistan. they have to come to Ireland. They have to leave their country. They don't want to be necessarily in Ireland.
Because some of the protesters say, you know, the government hasn't communicated with us. Are you saying that it's the job of the Gardaí to do that in a local community?
To an extent it is, Claire. It was. We have done this up to now, Claire.
What do you think's gone wrong then?
Claire, it's just, I suppose, the fact that 84,000 people had to flee Ukraine and come to the state here has caught everybody by surprise, really, Claire. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, Claire, the most important thing here is the constitutional rights of everyone in this country. And that's you and me, Claire. If you're driving out to the airport in the morning and there's a protest taking place, if you're going to miss your flight and somebody says to you, Claire, well, look, if the guard says to you, well, we have to let these people protest because they have the right to protest. And you say, hold on, what about me? I have the right to liberty. I have the right to freedom of movement. So it's up to the guard, Claire. A guard takes a note when he or she joins the job and says, I am going to uphold the human rights of all people without discrimination. And that's the constitutional rights that everyone has, whether you're black, white, whatever, Claire, whatever ethnic group you belong to. You and I have the same human rights. So as a police officer, Claire, my job is to ensure that people can protest peacefully and that those impinge on the rights of those going about their business, i.e. the right to liberty. People are allowed to move freely, and that cannot be impinged by anybody else. It's the police officer, it's the only one who can take those rights away, Claire, because we're agents of the state.
I'm sure you heard what the Garda Commissioner said yesterday about the protests and how they would be policed by the Gardaí.
Yes.
And Drew Harris said that the Gardaí would not fall into this trap that he felt was being set by right-wing protesters. Mm-hmm. Did you agree with him there?
Well, Claire, he's the leader of an Garda Síochána, there's no doubt about that. Again, a lot of guards know who the right-wing people are. We have a specialist unit here, the special branch. We have guards on the ground. We know it's the same faces appear a lot of the time, Claire. Again, we have to work with the right-wing people. We have to work with them. We have to talk with them. But you have to draw the line somewhere, Claire. As I said to you, under this constitution in this state, we have been given certain rights. Your right to liberty and my right to peaceful protest, Claire. I have to uphold both those rights. So I have to make way for people to go about their business. I have to allow you to have your protest provided as peaceful.
How do you do that, though? I mean, how do I get down that road if there are protesters there who are determined to block my way?
I make way for you, Claire. The police must make way for you. You ask the protesters.
But then you're at risk of falling into the trap that Drew Harris described, aren't you?
Claire, the trap, I'm sorry, Claire. The trap doesn't bother me. If I'm a police officer at the scene, I will ask the protesters to please step back here. You can have your protest, make your point, but you're not going to obstruct other people going about their business. If they refuse to move, Claire, they will be arrested. And that's the bottom line, Claire. We have to respect everybody's human rights. That's our job as police.
Yeah, but I suppose the danger is then that they use that arrest to further their cause as they see it.
If so be it, Claire. If that is the case.
That's not an issue for
Claire,
you're saying.
Claire, we have people trying to get to hospital appointments. We have ambulances, fire service, trying to make their way along the roads here. They're delivery people trying to do their job. We can't allow this.
Are you concerned about the way things are going with these protests in recent times?
Claire, it's a pity because up to now, our demographic change has been the biggest in the history of the world, from 0.5% to nearly 17% without any major race riots or any problems. Irish people have been so accepted of minorities. It's incredible. Am I concerned, Claire? I am, yes, because things are changing now. There's no doubt about it because now we have so many people coming here at the moment because of Ukraine. We weren't expecting this. The government didn't expect this. We didn't know about this war taking place. It just happened all of a sudden. And we're alarmed by this now. Excuse me. But how we police this is crucial from here on in, Claire. We have a duty to protect everyone. And we must do that. We have to do that, Claire. And we can use a soft approach. But at times, if people don't comply with the soft approach, we must take action, Claire. Mm-hmm. And we must make arrests.
And do you think policing methods, David, especially on the streets, are changing in response to what's been happening?
The methods should never change, Claire. Policing is policing. It hasn't changed in hundreds of years. Our job is to make sure people can enjoy their human rights, Claire. Policing should never change, Claire. There may be new, you know, we have new computer systems and all the rest, but still, the police officer on the ground ensuring that you can go about your business, that I can have my peaceful protest or whatever, Claire. That's what the police officer's job is. It's like a referee in a football game. You make sure that all sides are treated equally and that I cannot be biased.
I have a message here from a listener who says, ask your former distinguished police officer how many officers currently in the force are actually from these minority communities. That's the true measure of progress and integration.
Yes, Claire, and it's increasing at a rapid rate. Bear in mind that, you know, at the outset, the people who came from different countries were, they were overage to join the police. They were in their 30s, a lot of them. They were here with families. Now we're into the second, third generation, and many members of those communities are coming to join the Guards. Not as ethnic minorities, but as Irish, Black Irish, whatever it is, Claire. They are now joining the job, and I see huge changes there, Claire. Mm-hmm. It's a slow process, but it is happening.
You yourself, so you compiled that report, didn't you, about attitudes of the Gardaí towards minority groups, members of the traveller community. It was extraordinary what you found, wasn't it?
It was, Claire, but the very positive thing about it was this, that the ethnic liaison Gardaí, the Guards were trained especially to work with minorities, they had a very positive approach to travellers. Why? Because they were constantly engaged with them. Mm-hmm. They understood their vulnerabilities. They understood their cultural differences. They understood what it's like as a traveller engaging with the Guards. It was an incredible
At the time, which was when exactly did you do that?
It was part of a PhD study between 2009 and 2016.
Okay, and not a single frontline guard that surveyed on their attitudes towards travellers had a favourable view of that community.
At that time, Claire, yes. And that was based on the fact that the frontline officer, unfortunately, is engaging with negativity constantly, is responding to calls all the time, which can be negative in nature, whilst the ethnic liaison officer was working with the travellers, building relations, working on mediation programmes with them and that. So there's a very positive response from the ethnic liaison officer, whilst the frontline officer had a more negative response. And that was unfortunate.
So how
that
do
is
you,
improving rapidly.
How do you make sure that the frontline officer has some sort of positive engagement with minority communities, because they are responding to crime in the main? That's part of their job. Where do they get the time in their day to have the positive interactions?
Claire, by through training. This is an area that is addressed in the Garda College in Templemore. It's highly important, whereby the Garda Diversity Unit as such must have an input in training at the Garda College. It needs specialised training, Claire. Policing is about communication. If I can't communicate with anyone in society, whether it's rich, poor, traveller, black, whatever, I cannot function as a police officer. I have to be a good communicator. And it's about training at the Garda College. From the very first day they walk in that gate, they have to realise who do I be dealing with on a regular basis. If they're prejudiced in any way, they cannot function as a police officer. Claire, it's impossible. If I go into an interview room with you, Claire, if you're a criminal, if I have a bad attitude towards you, if you're a minority or whatever, you will read me like a book, Claire. We will go nowhere. The interview will just, nothing will come out of it. So it's imperative that the training is correct. Gardaí have to know who they're dealing with on a daily basis, and mostly it's marginalised members of the community, Claire.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming in, and we wish you well in your retirement and the next phase of your life. Thank you
very much
for being with us. That's Dr. David McInerney, recently retired Garda and expert on policing minority communities, and we wish you well. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
In this week's